Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we are joined by Representative Logan Monson. Representative Monson, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, happy to be on. Thanks for having me.
So you've been having quite the freshman year up on Utah's Capitol Hill. I mean, you have been making lots of progress. You've been kind of making a name for yourself. Just a few weeks ago, you were named as Representative of the Day by the Lieutenant Governor. So things going well up there. So now that we're a little past the midway point of this legislative session, how are things going for you up there?
Things are good. It's busy. It's a fast-paced, always moving process of learning. But being engaged enough to where we're making a difference on this first year, it's insanely busy, early mornings, long days, lots of good work happening for rural Utah and just Utah in general.
Yeah, I mean, I think some people don't realize that we are a part-time state legislature. This isn't something you guys get, you know, 365 days to work on. You're in session for 45, so you really have to scramble to get things passed.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of us are still working. Like, we're still managing our everyday lives and jobs and families and things like that. So, I mean, it really just puts into perspective what can happen and what is happening for Utah in general. We're all working hard to make things just function as it should, I think.
And then last time we talked, you had one piece of legislation out. That was the first responder volunteer tax credit. And you got to present that one on the floor. So I'm kind of curious, what is it like presenting a bill on the House floor? Like, what's running through your head as you're presenting this?
You know, it's always, you have a decent idea as to how things are going to be taken. There's a process in getting the bill ran through, and it takes time and lots of communication. But actually presenting it on the floor is kind of the main thing where everyone gets to see. You get to present your argument for why this bill is a good thing. And then you don't know what questions are going to come your way. So preparing in a way that you can present the bill and articulate what is happening with the bill while answering questions that you don't know are going to come your way, it's slightly stressful, but it's a good experience too.
And that's good to hear, because I'd imagine that is probably a very stressful experience trying to prepare for all the questions that might be flung your way. Now, Representative Monson, like we said, freshman year up on Capitol Hill, about halfway through the session. What's been the biggest lesson you've learned up during this session?
You know, I think the biggest lesson for me so far is that relationships matter. And that's not with my colleagues directly. That's an important piece, and it's very important to have good relationships with those that you're working with, but relationships from constituents, being engaged, answering phone calls, keeping up on emails, that's important to me, and it's a lesson that I personally have grown to just really appreciate, that people matter. Experiences matter, perspective matters, and I'll do my best to keep doing that.
I think that's the best thing you could hear from a state representative, honestly. I mean, someone who's willing to listen and making it a point to listen to their constituents. I really respect that, Representative Monson. I got to let you know that. Now, let's move on to legislation. Since the last time we've talked, you added two new pieces, and both of them really aim at rural Utah, really benefiting the area that you represent. So first one I want to talk about is HB 421, and that's the grazing amendment. So what is the HB 421 all about?
Yeah, so this has kind of been a work in progress for a long time, and it's not just me that's been doing it. There's lots of representatives and commissioners and departments within the state, and even the governor's office has been engaged in working on this piece of legislation. What it is more or less it's saying that if there's a grazing allotment that's up for sale or someone's acquiring it, that if the conservation funds that the Division of Wildlife have or kind of manage, if they're going to use those conservation funds for acquiring a grazing allotment, it has to be approved through the Division of Natural Resources, the Department of Ag, But also the biggest and the most important piece is the local land use authority, which is going to be your county commissioners. So we're putting control back at a local level of where these allotments are being acquired or purchased, because we want to keep them in grazing allotments. We want grazing to happen. We support it. And the local county commissioners do too. So that's kind of the background on that.
And I really like what that's trying to do. Like you said, putting that control back in local hands. That's one of the biggest complaints you hear from rural Utah, is that a lot of these decisions are taken out of our hands. So putting it back in the hands of the people, I really like that. And then the next one is HB 482, which is the Health and Human Services Reporting Requirements. Now, this sounds like it's right up your alley. You have a background as a healthcare professional. So what is HB 482?
Yeah, so healthcare is obviously going to be a space that I work in quite a bit just because of my background. What this bill is this one is a cleanup bill in a sense of there's some reporting requirements that previous bills have held, and those reporting requirements are either expired, so we're cleaning them up and getting rid of them so that they're not continually reporting on things that aren't really required, or there's times where a reporting requirement might be a little too much for a specific agency. So it kind of looks at those. There's only a handful of them. This kind of happens every year, but I was the one to run it this year. So we're just kind of eliminating some reporting that's not really relevant anymore.
Now, Representative Monson, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
No, I mean, be engaged. Contact your representative, your senator, your delegation in whatever way that looks like for you, even at a city level, because it matters. I'm committed to being engaged, and we're not going to agree all the time, but we'll still talk it out and find compromises.
Well, Representative Monson, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Representative Logan Monson representing House District 69, talking to us about what's going on up on Capitol Hill. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.